John Opelka, fourth hour, the Bosnian War.
So what led to the Bosnian War?
The start of the war, actually, well, the tension began to rise at the beginning of World War II. Well, I'll take it back to the First World War. With the colonization of Yugoslavia. So today, what was Yugoslavia is broken up into Croatia, Bosnia, and Serbia. So fast forward to the start of World War II, the Croatians, Croatian area sided with Central Europe and Nazi Germany, while the Serbians sided with Communist Russia or the Soviet Union. This left the Bosnians sort of stuck in the middle as they didn't side with either of the powers. And this is a common theme throughout the war and with Bosnia stuck in the middle.
So where was there really any main power person who came into this war position?
Well, actually, although the Croatians and Serbians had many differences, the one thing they agreed on was they didn't like the idea that Bosnia was an Islam state. It sort of reminded them of the Ottoman Empire rule previously in Europe. And so they sort of, I wouldn't say got together, but they agreed that they no longer wanted Bosnia to be a Muslim state, so both of them decided to take action, and which ultimately led to the start of the war.
And so, what effects does it have on today's life?
Well, due to the situation, the United Nations had to get involved, as well as did the U.S. The U.S. actually sided with the Croatians and the Bosnians to defeat the Serbians, because the Serbians had began to get a lot of momentum and started taking over a lot of the land. So the U.S. and obviously the United Nations stepped in and created some sort of like war, I wouldn't say guidelines, but they implanted a no flying zone over the areas of the war.
A demilitarized zone?
Yeah. And, yeah.
Do you have any final words?
No, I think that's good.